Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're about to jump into a deep dive on something really exciting.
Yeah, totally.
African luxury fashion.
Yeah, no.
It's way more than just like pretty clothes and awesome craftsmanship though, right?
Right. It's like a whole fascinating story
about
sustainable sourcing and how they're building these, you know, powerful fashion businesses like from the ground up.
It's really cool. And I was reading about this farm to ramp concept.
Yes.
And that just like totally grabbed my attention.
It's amazing.
It just seems like so intentional.
It is.
Like this deep connection back to the origin of all the materials.
Definitely.
So I'm curious, where does this incredible journey actually like begin?
Well, it all starts with those raw materials, you know?
Yeah.
And Africa is just bursting with natural resources that are absolutely perfect for like high-end fashion.
Okay.
Let's start with cotton, for example.
Okay.
We probably already know that Africa is a major cotton producer.
Right.
But what's so interesting now is this shift towards quality and sustainability.
Oh, interesting.
You know, countries like Egypt, Mali, and Burkina Faso, they're known for producing some really top-tier cotton.
So it's not just about the quantity.
Right.
It's about meeting the demands of a luxury market.
Exactly.
That really values quality and ethical sourcing and all of that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what's even more exciting is that more and more designers are like intentionally choosing this locally sourced cotton.
Oh, wow.
You know,
they're being really deliberate about
it. Yeah, totally. It's a win-win, right?
Yes.
They get these incredible fabrics for their collections and it's a huge boost to the local economies.
That's so cool. So we're seeing a conscious effort to build businesses that are not only creating beautiful fashion.
Yes.
But also uplifting communities.
Definitely.
Okay, now I can't talk about luxury fashion without thinking about leather.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the story there?
Leather is another area where Africa really shines.
Okay.
Some of the world's finest leather comes from countries like Nigeria, Kenya, and South Africa. What's amazing is the level of craftsmanship there.
Oh, interesting.
These countries have highly skilled artisans who are turning this like premium leather into like handcrafted bags, shoes, belts, you name it.
Oh, so beautiful. That handcrafted element adds so much value to it.
Definitely.
It's not just about the material itself.
Right.
But the artistry and tradition that goes into each piece.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like it elevates it beyond just a product.
Totally.
You know, it becomes like a piece of art.
Yes.
And it has a whole story.
You got it. And it's fascinating to see this global resurgence of appreciation for that handcrafted element.
I know, it's so special.
People are valuing the uniqueness and the human touch behind these luxury goods.
That connection to the maker.
Definitely.
And the origin story.
Yes.
Is like what really sets luxury apart.
Totally.
So we've covered cotton. We've talked about leather.
Right.
What about other luxurious materials?
Yeah.
Like silk and wool?
Yeah, definitely.
Do they play a role in African luxury fashion?
Absolutely.
Cool.
While they might be a bit more niche compared to like cotton and leather, the quality of silk and wool produced in Africa is just exceptional.
Wow.
Think Morocco and Ethiopia,
for instance.
They've been producing those materials for centuries.
Wow. I can imagine the textures are just.
Oh, yeah.
So beautiful.
Incredible. And what's even more special.
Yeah.
They often use these like traditional dyeing methods,
right,
which just adds this incredible depth and richness to the fabric.
So it's not just the material.
It's not just the material.
It's like the cultural heritage woven into every thread.
Exactly.
Wow. It sounds like every element is just so carefully considered.
It is.
From the raw materials
to
the actual techniques used.
Right.
It's amazing to see how tradition and innovation are just like merging to create something totally unique.
Definitely.
It's really cool.
Okay. Now I'm dying to know how these like stunning fabrics are actually being transformed into the incredible designs we're seeing, you know, on the global stage.
Oh, yeah. What are some of the things that make African luxury fashion designs stand out?
Well, African designers are like trendsetters.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They have this amazing ability to blend traditional African textiles and techniques with a modern aesthetic. So it's this fusion of old and new that's really setting African luxury fashion apart.
It's like taking these cultural treasures and giving them like a fresh voice for a global audience.
Exactly.
So cool.
And they're doing it so well.
I love that. Can you give us some specific examples of how designers are incorporating these like traditional elements?
Oh, absolutely. Think of the vibrancy of Ankara prints. the intricate patterns of kente cloth from Ghana.
Beautiful.
Or the bold geometric designs of shweshwe from South Africa.
Okay.
These fabrics are being reinvented and reimagined in these contemporary styles.
Yeah.
And the results are just breathtaking.
Wow.
It's a true testament to the creativity and vision of these designers.
Okay, so it sounds like a visual feast.
It is.
Speaking of like visionaries.
Yeah.
I'm eager to learn more about the designers who are leading this whole movement. Yeah. Who are some of the names we should be paying attention to?
Oh, there are so many talented designers making waves in the industry.
Yeah.
One that comes to mind is Leduma Nkolo.
Okay.
The founder of Max Hosa in South Africa.
Okay.
He has completely transformed the global perception of African knitwear.
Oh, wow.
His designs have been showcased at major fashion weeks all around the world.
Wow.
They're deeply rooted in ex-Hosa culture.
Cool.
And incorporate traditional patterns and symbols in a way that feels modern and fresh.
I've seen his work. It's just absolutely stunning.
Oh, yeah.
It's like wearing a piece of art and history.
Exactly.
At the same time.
And then you have Oswald Boateng.
Okay.
He's originally from Ghana, but based in the UK.
Okay.
He's a true pioneer known for his impeccable bespoke suits.
Yeah.
What's fascinating about Boateng is how he seamlessly blends his African heritage with classic British tailoring.
Oh, wow.
He's dressed global icons. And his designs have this, like, timeless elegance transcends trends.
The cross-cultural influence is just...
It's so powerful.
So powerful.
It really is.
Yeah, it speaks to a global audience while staying true to its roots.
Absolutely.
Who else is making a splash?
Stella Jean.
Uh-huh.
She's a designer of Haitian and Italian descent.
Okay.
She's a must-know.
All right.
Her work is this captivating fusion of bold African prints and that sophisticated European sensibility.
Interesting.
She's really demonstrating how African luxury fashion is changing the narrative on the global stage.
It's like this beautiful blend of cultures.
It is.
That challenges the traditional notions of what luxury fashion looks like.
Totally.
So cool. Who else should we add to our list?
Definitely check out Tongoro.
Okay.
It's a Senegalese brand founded by Sarah Diff.
Okay.
Tongoro combines African luxury with a contemporary street style aesthetic.
Oh, nice.
Creating ready-to-wear collections that are all about celebrating African culture and creativity.
It's so great that it's accessible. You know, it's like making luxury feel inclusive and relevant to like a wider audience.
A wider audience, yeah.
Are there any other designers who are like pushing those boundaries?
You should keep an eye on Rich Mnisi.
Okay.
From South Africa.
Okay.
His designs are known for their boldness and cutting-edge style,
mm-hmm.
merging African heritage with global trends in a way that just feels so fresh and exciting.
I love that.
Yeah, he's not afraid to experiment and take risks.
Cool.
Which is what sets him apart.
Okay, I'm adding all these names to my list.
Awesome.
We're getting a real sense of the incredible talent and diversity driving this movement.
For sure.
I'm curious, like, what are some of the bigger trends shaping the business of African fashion on the global stage?
Okay.
What are the big things to watch?
One of the most striking trends is the rise of bold prints and patterns.
Oh, yeah.
Those vibrant, often geometric designs that are so characteristic of African textiles, they're becoming increasingly popular all over the world.
Yeah, I'm thinking of designers like Duro Olowu and Lisa Folawiyo.
Yes.
They're like masters of reinterpreting those traditional prints and making them feel modern and sophisticated.
Exactly. They've really captured that essence of heritage and brought it into the contemporary fashion landscape in a way that resonates with a global audience.
So cool.
Yeah.
And another major trend that's really driving the business of African fashion is the focus on sustainability.
Oh, definitely. Sustainability is huge right now.
Yeah.
And it makes sense for African luxury fashion,
right,
given the emphasis on natural materials and responsible sourcing.
It's a natural synergy, isn't it?
It is.
Consumers are increasingly looking for those eco-friendly options.
Yes.
And African luxury fashion is just...
They're ready.
Uniquely positioned.
Yes, they are.
To meet that demand.
Absolutely.
We're seeing a lot of brands using locally sourced materials, embracing ethical production practices, and minimizing their environmental footprint.
Big time.
It feels like they're not just following a trend, but leading the way in creating a more conscious and responsible approach to luxury.
Definitely. They are paving the way.
Are there any other business trends we should be paying attention to?
What's really exciting is the rise of what we call Afrocentric luxury fashion.
Okay.
This is where designers are using their platforms to celebrate African heritage and cultural pride.
That's awesome.
Bringing those traditions into the modern era in a way that feels authentic and empowering.
It's about more than just fashion.
Right.
It's about identity and representation.
Exactly.
That's incredibly powerful.
It is.
And I imagine that resonates with consumers who are looking for brands that align with their values.
Absolutely. Consumers are drawn to brands that have a story.
Totally.
A purpose, a commitment to making a positive impact.
Yeah.
And African luxury fashion is at the forefront of that movement.
It's so inspiring to see how these designers are not only creating beautiful clothes, but also shaping a more inclusive and conscious industry.
I know. It's amazing.
Okay. Now I'm curious about the accessories.
Yeah.
Those finishing touches that can really elevate an outfit.
Definitely.
What's happening in the world of African-inspired accessories?
Well, we're seeing a surge in global demand for jewelry, handbags, shoes, anything with a unique African touch.
Yeah. Like, I immediately think of designers like Adama Paris, who's known for her bold and stunning jewelry.
Yes.
And Misizi from Kenya, which creates those incredible handcrafted pieces using African gemstones.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a testament to the rich tradition of craftsmanship in Africa.
Yeah.
And the beauty is that each piece tells a story,
Whether
it's through the materials used, the symbols incorporated, or the techniques employed.
Yeah.
It's like wearing a piece of history and culture.
It sounds like African-inspired accessories are becoming more than just trends.
They're
becoming sought-after collectibles.
Yes.
That people cherish for their beauty and their meaning. So we've got this incredible wave of African luxury fashion hitting the global market.
We do.
Which international markets are particularly drawn to this style?
Well, the United States is a major consumer.
Okay.
Especially within African diaspora communities.
Makes
There's sense. A real sense of pride in supporting Black-owned brands.
Right.
And embracing fashion that reflects their heritage.
It's about connecting with those cultural roots.
Yes.
And celebrating that shared identity.
Exactly.
And what's so fascinating is that the appeal of African fashion is crossing all these cultural boundaries.
It is.
Europe is another big market.
See,
particularly fashion capitals like London and Paris.
Oh, yeah.
We're seeing global influencers and celebrities embracing African designers.
Definitely, right.
And there's a growing desire for cultural diversity in the luxury offerings.
Absolutely. And it's a much needed change.
Right. It's such a breath of fresh air to see this shift towards inclusivity and representation in the fashion world.
I know. It's so refreshing.
And African luxury fashion is like
leading the way.
Leading the way.
Yes. Now let's shift our focus to another region that's becoming increasingly influential. The Middle East.
Okay.
Particularly cities like Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and Doha.
I'm curious, what's driving that interest in African luxury fashion in the Middle East?
Well, they have a strong appreciation for luxury and craftsmanship.
Right.
And they're looking for unique, bespoke pieces that make a statement.
Yeah.
African luxury fashion fits that bill perfectly.
I can see that.
It's bold. It's colorful.
Yeah.
It's different from anything else they're seeing. And it has a story behind it.
It sounds like they're embracing that fusion of heritage and modernity.
Absolutely.
That's so characteristic of African design.
Totally.
Are there any other regions showing a growing interest in African luxury fashion?
Asia is another market to watch, specifically China and Japan.
Okay.
They're showing a growing appreciation for African prints and craftsmanship.
What is it about African fashion that resonates with those cultures?
They're drawn to the bold colors, the intricate patterns, and the stories behind the designs.
Hmm.
There's a sense of artistry and authenticity.
Yeah.
That they find appealing.
I see that.
And Fashion Week events in cities like Shanghai are further fueling this interest.
Oh, wow.
By showcasing the incredible talent coming out of Africa.
So cool. It sounds like African fashion is making its mark all over the world.
It really is.
It's exciting to see this global embrace of a style that's so rich in heritage, creativity, and meaning.
It's incredibly exciting. And as the industry continues to evolve,
yeah.
There are some fascinating trends on the horizon for 2025 and beyond.
Ooh, okay. I'm all ears. What's next for the business of African luxury fashion?
Well, let me tell you. One of the biggest things to watch is the intersection of fashion and technology. We're likely to see more African designers incorporating tech elements into their collections, maybe through like wearable tech or innovative new materials.
Oh, that's so fascinating. It's like fashion meets the future.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any specific examples of how technology is being integrated into African fashion?
Well, we're already seeing some designers experimenting with incorporating LED lights into their garments, creating these incredible illuminated pieces that kind of blur the lines between fashion and art. There's also a growing interest in using 3D printing to create unique textiles and accessories, pushing the boundaries of design and manufacturing.
It sounds like technology is opening up a whole new world of possibilities for African designers. What other exciting developments are on the horizon?
There's going to be a continued emphasis on reviving and celebrating traditional African craftsmanship. Luxury brands are increasingly looking for ways to blend those heritage techniques with contemporary design, creating pieces that are truly unique and meaningful.
It's that commitment to preserving tradition while also innovating for the future that makes this movement so special. I'm curious, are there any specific traditional crafts or techniques that are experiencing a resurgence?
Absolutely. We're seeing a renewed interest in hand-woven textiles, like the intricate Aso Oak fabrics from Nigeria. These fabrics are incredibly labor-intensive to produce, but the results are stunning, and there's a growing appreciation for that level of artistry and skill. We're also seeing a resurgence of traditional beadwork and embroidery, which are being incorporated into both clothing and accessories, adding a touch of cultural heritage and handcrafted luxury.
It's wonderful to see how those age-old techniques are being preserved and celebrated in a modern context. Any other predictions for what's next in African luxury fashion?
Keep an eye on athleisure with an African twist. As athleisure continues its global dominance, we'll see African brands putting their own unique spin on it, combining those sporty designs with signature African prints and luxurious fabrics.
I can already picture those vibrant prints and patterns on comfortable, stylish athleisure wear. It's a perfect blend of style and functionality. It sounds like the future of African luxury fashion is incredibly bright, filled with innovation, creativity, and a deep connection to heritage.
It certainly is. The world is taking notice of the talent, creativity, and vision coming out of Africa, and this is just the beginning of an exciting journey.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling incredibly inspired after this deep dive into the business of African luxury fashion. From the sustainable sourcing of materials to the innovative designs and the global reach of these brands, it's clear that this movement is about much more than just clothes.
It's a cultural phenomenon. It's about economic empowerment. It's about redefining luxury for a new generation. And it's a story that's still being written.
That's such an important point. This isn't just a trend. It's a movement that's reshaping the fashion landscape and challenging us to think differently about the clothes we wear and the impact our choices have on the world.
Exactly. It invites us to consider the stories behind the clothes we wear, the people who made them, and the values they represent.
I think that leads us to a really crucial question. How can we as consumers and supporters of this movement help ensure its continued success? What role can we play in this evolving narrative?
That's a fantastic question, and one that I think every fashion enthusiast should be asking themselves. The beauty of this movement is that it's accessible to everyone. You don't need to be a fashion icon or a celebrity to make a difference.
So what are some practical steps we can take to support African luxury fashion and contribute to its growth?
First and foremost, educate yourself. Learn about the designers, the brands, the stories behind the clothes. There are incredible resources available online and in print that can help you delve deeper into this world and discover the richness and diversity of African fashion.
That makes sense. Knowledge is power, right? The more we understand about the industry, the better equipped we are to make informed choices.
Exactly. And social media is another fantastic tool. Follow the designers and brands you love, engage with their content, share their stories with your own networks. It's all about amplifying those voices and helping them reach a wider audience.
I love that. It's about using our platforms, however big or small, to shine a light on these incredible talents.
Yeah.
Now, when we're actually shopping for clothes, how can we make conscious choices that align with supporting African luxury fashion?
Seek out retailers and online platforms that specifically showcase African designers. There are some amazing curated boutiques and e-commerce sites that are dedicated to promoting these brands and making them accessible to a global audience.
So it's about being intentional with our shopping habits and making a conscious effort to discover those hidden gems that might not be on our radar otherwise.
Precisely. And when you find a piece you love, don't be afraid to ask questions. When you're shopping, inquire about the origins of the materials, the production process, and the story behind the design.
That transparency is so important. It not only helps us make informed choices, but also shows brands that consumers care about these things.
It's about voting with our wallets and supporting businesses that align with our values. And another powerful way to support this movement is to simply wear African fashion proudly. rock those bold prints, embrace those unique designs, and be a walking ambassador for this incredible style.
It's about celebrating those styles and letting them shine in our everyday lives. What a fun way to show our support.
Exactly. And don't hesitate to share your love for African fashion with others. Start conversations, tell your friends, inspire those around you to explore this vibrant world.
It's a ripple effect. The more we talk about it, the more awareness we create, the more these brands and designers can thrive.
And remember, supporting African luxury fashion isn't just about buying clothes. It's about supporting a movement that empowers communities, celebrates heritage, and redefines what luxury means in the 21st century.
It's about investing in a more sustainable, ethical, and inclusive fashion future. I think that's something we can all get behind.
I couldn't agree more. And as we've explored today, this journey is just beginning. The future of African luxury fashion is full of potential, and it's incredibly exciting to see how it will continue to evolve and inspire.
Wow. As we wrap up our deep dive into this amazing world of African luxury fashion, mm-hmm. I'm just left with this sense of awe and excitement. You know,
I know what you mean.
It's incredible to see all this talent, passion, and innovation just like pushing this whole movement forward.
It's inspiring how these designers and entrepreneurs are not just creating like this exquisite fashion, but they're also building these sustainable businesses, mm-hmm. empowering communities, and like redefining what luxury even means.
Yeah, it's like a global context.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a powerful reminder that fashion can be a force for good.
Definitely.
The way to celebrate culture,
yeah.
You know, heritage,
yes.
Promote ethical practices, and actually like foster economic growth.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much more than just aesthetics.
It is.
It's about values.
Yes.
Purpose and impact.
Yeah.
And as we move forward, you know, it's important to remember that this whole movement
mm-hmm.
is a collaborative effort.
It is.
It's about designers,
right.
artisans,
yeah.
consumers,
yeah.
retailers, media,
yeah.
everybody working together.
Everybody.
To amplify these voices and support this incredible industry.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. It's about creating this global ecosystem that celebrates diversity, fosters creativity, and champions a more sustainable and inclusive fashion future.
For sure.
So, as we step away from this deep dive,
yeah.
what is like the one question or thought you want to leave our listeners with?
Mm.
What's that spark you hope will stay with them long after this conversation ends?
I would ask them to consider this. How will this like amazing fusion of heritage innovation and global trends continue to shape the future of African luxury fashion? And maybe even more importantly, what role will you play in supporting and engaging with this, you know, dynamic and evolving industry?
It's such a powerful question.
It is.
It really challenges us to go beyond just admiring these designs
yeah.
from afar and to actively participate in their success.
Yes.
To become advocates for this movement, seek out these brands,
uh-huh.
engage in those conversations,
yes.
and really use our voices and our choices to make a difference.
Exactly. It's about being a part of something bigger than ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
It's contributing to a more vibrant, inclusive, and sustainable fashion future.
Mm. Right. And that is an incredibly exciting prospect.
It is.
So on that note, we encourage you to continue exploring the captivating world of African luxury fashion.
Yes.
There is just so much to discover, so much to celebrate, and so much potential to unlock.
Definitely.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time for another fascinating exploration.